if I'm not mistaken, Coach Copes is it's America Rica Jones. So where did your unique name, how did that come about?
My full name is America, and that means America in Samoan. And it's because my birthday is actually September 11, 2002. So my mom thought that it was a good fit for me.
Wow. Wow. 1 year after, of course, 9/11, you were born.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You're coming to McCook Community College. How did this all work? How did Coach Copsa find you and you find Coach Copsa?
Actually, I found her first. So there's one school in that conference that has a lot of Hawaii girls that I know. So I tried emailing that school, but their roster was full by the time. So I just thought I should email other schools in that conference. And Copsa got back to me, actually. And that's how all this got started.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Now, you've had a dynamite high school career there at in Honolulu. Talk about your high school career. Enjoyed. Obviously, volleyball is your love, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And what, the last year, if I'm not mistaken, won 20 matches, finished fifth in the Hawaii Division I rankings. Now, they throughout the island there, they have Division I, Division II. Is that how they go?
Yeah, so my school was Division One, and we actually came third in the state, not fifth.
Oh, so it's a typo. So be number three in the final Division One rankings. So still great season, 20 wins. Were you guys pretty pleased with how you did this year?
Yeah, we thought we could have done like a bit better, but I still had a lot of fun. I think we did amazing this season compared to how our other seasons went. It was a big improvement for us, so I was still proud of my team.
A middle blocker. Have you always been a middle blocker? Have you gone outside, middle, right side, or have you always been a middle?
Middle has always been like my main position, but I've played everywhere just depending on what team I'm either a middle or an outside, but there was a couple years where I even played setter, so I don't know. It just depends on wherever the coach throws me.
Does Coach Copsa know that you set? Because we've talked many times on the dreams of having a 6-foot setter. Does she know you set too?
Oh, I've never brought that up, so I don't think so.
Well, if she hears this interview, which I know she will, she might bring it up. It's like, wow, a 6-foot setter. So that's pretty good that you've done everything on the court, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
How about back row? You play a solid back row as well?
Yes, I promise you, I should have been born as a libero, but God just decided to give me height, and they said front row.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is a dream for any coach. If you can have a big-time hitter, a blocker, one that can set, that can dig, that can pass the ball, you're the complete package, aren't you?
I hope so.
Now, what have you been doing this in the last couple of months with this whole pandemic? What do you do to pass the time? Are you keeping yourself in shape? Can you still playing some volleyball? What have you been doing?
Yeah. So for like the first 2 weeks of quarantine, I didn't really do much. I was like so depressed about not having the ending of my senior year as I wanted to. But after that, I just started doing a lot of the volleyball workouts that my club coach would send us. And then the second the gyms opened here, I started going like 3-4 times a week to get myself out of the house. So that's just what I've been doing so far.
Did you have a chance to get any club ball in at all?
No, our club ball is not allowed to resume yet. But we had like open gyms where girls from my club team would sign up to go on the court. And we'd all just like, we'd either do drills with each other or we'd do like a lot of scrimmages. So that's just all we have right now.
I was just curious because my daughter's club team managed to get two tournaments in the 1st of March before the COVID hit. So we managed to at least get two tournaments, but you didn't get anything at all.
Oh, no. I misunderstood that. I got one tournament in February. I went to Kansas for the Triple Crown tournament, but that's all we got. We were supposed to have about like two more trips, but we didn't get to.
Didn't have a chance. No, not a bit. So have you always played, I take it, always played club ball for the last couple of years as well?
I've been playing for about 5-6 years, so yeah, it's been a while.
Any other sports? Are you basketball or track or any other sports or just volleyball?
I play football with my football team friends for fun, but I've played like 1 year of basketball for my high school, but it's only been like volleyball is my constant.
Wow, a football, a little bit of football. So you must be one tough son of a gun.
Yep. You should see me tackle these kids.
Oh, look out. Look out when she comes to MCC. Don't mess with her on the court, that's for sure. So now when, as we're speaking right now, you're getting ready for a little vacation time, aren't you?
Yes. I leave tonight for a family road trip before they drop me off in McCook.
So you're going to be here in McCook. When can we expect you?
July 30th is like my first official day, but I probably get in on the night of the 29th.
All right. So it's coming up next week. Looking forward to it. I bet you can't wait to get things started. College volleyball here at McCook, Nebraska. And you said you've already been to Kansas. Will this be your first trip into Nebraska?
Yes, it will. I probably drove through a couple times, but this is my first time like actually staying.
So looking forward to being in good old Midwest United States. As far as your studies, what are you going to do?
I plan on majoring in biology.
In biology, is that right?
Yes.
Biology, very good. So 2 years is the plan, 2 years, and then move on to a four-year school, continue, if it goes all well, continue volleyball for another 2 years?
Yes, hopefully I can.
All right. Are you done growing, or 6 foot? That's pretty tall. I mean, I'm sure Coach Copes wouldn't mind another inch or two, but are you done growing?
I really hope I'm not. I wouldn't mind another inch or two.
Hey, why not? The taller, the better. So, but looking forward to a little volleyball. You missed it. And any of your other teammates on your high school team going on to play college volleyball?
Yeah, all seniors got signed, actually. So all of us are just spread all over. We have one in New York and then two going to Cali, and everyone else is just like Arizona, Texas. We're all just all spread over.
What do you think you'll miss? Oh, it's kind of a silly question. Obviously, you'll miss home. Do you think homesickness will hit you or not?
Yes, it's already hitting me. I can't believe that I have to leave this beautiful island tonight.
But through the power of technology and you can, you know, the streaming and the school always streams all the games, stuff like that. I'm sure your family back in Honolulu will be able to watch plenty.
Yeah, I hope so.
I bet you're bummed like everybody else when the games, a lot of the fall sports got moved to spring practice. You hear that news and it's like, oh no.
Yeah, that kind of bummed me out, but I'm glad that we still at least get a season to have.
Get a season, you get plenty of practice time, bonding, and look out after all this practice, when the games finally begin, you gals are going to be biting the bit to get on the court for real, aren't you?
Yeah. I think they're already starting to touch ball a bit, but we'll see how everything goes when I get up there.
Any siblings, any brothers or sisters in the family?
I have an older brother, older sister, and a younger brother, and my older sister also played JC, and she won a national championship at CSI.
Wow, so, hey, running the family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That means you have to come to McCook and lead this program to a national championship, don't you?
That's the plan.
You bet. You got to follow that and say, hey, I can do it too, right?
Yeah. I plan on getting 3 more rings than she has, so...